Did you know that the 4th of July is on a Thursday this year? That's going to be a full weekend of fun out on the deck, 4 days. But if your deck isn't what it used to be and you aren't using it for great family gatherings, you need to call my friends at All Weather Decks. All Weather Decks is a 24-time winner of the Angie Super Service Award. And they probably help one of your neighbors. Click on the map link at allweatherdecks.net. Call All Weather Decks today at 913-206-1974 or go to allweatherdecks.net and mention you heard it on 810. Call now and relax.
Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. It's Wednesday, July 29, 2020. Stephen St. John and Nate Bucati with Jake Gutierrez. Thanks a lot for joining us. And right now, let's talk to Casey Ruse men's basketball coach Billy Donlin. Very proud of the picture I tweeted today to promote this appearance. At SSJWHB, if you'd like to see this handsome young man who is now the coach at UMKC, he's going to be on the show with us right now. Coach, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you guys this morning?
Better now that I'm looking at this picture that says Billy Donlin, class of 1995.
Hey, oh, my God. I haven't seen it. Did you post a picture from my high school yearbook?
Yes, sir, and you look like you are ready to take on the world right there in this picture. I can tell you that right now.
Oh, Coach. Man. Well, first of all, my nickname in both college and high school, in high school it was Casper, and then in college I think the movie Powder had just come out, and so all my teammates called me Powder because I'm just very pale. You know, it's not, I'm just a very pale person. I have to stay out of the sunlight. Because I get red, I get lobster red, I don't tan. And so I'm also, my point is, I'm the least photogenic person in the world. Like, when I was single in my 30s and the dating apps became good, I just say this, nobody would swipe right my way. Nobody was in my favor because I couldn't find a good picture. You know, like, every time I'd go out and I'd have a first date, every girl would always say, wow, you look a lot better in person you do in your photos, and it wasn't just a line. I think it was actually true. And I'm not saying that to brag, because really it wasn't hard to move the needle from my pictures to an in-person presentation. So I really try not to post very many pictures of myself. My wife, Melissa, gets mad at me because I don't like to be in pictures. So, like, pictures with my daughter, she's right. You know, you want those, you know, you guys have children. You want to have those pictures 20 years from now with you and your kids. But I hate them. I have such a low self-esteem about being in pictures. So I'm not looking forward to seeing that tweet, Stephen.
This is a good one, though.
Yeah, I
don't know
why you look quite handsome
about this.
Yeah.
Very good. Very. You look like a young professional ready to take on the world, is what I see.
Yep.
Well, I appreciate that from both of you. And I just want to say this. I don't know what – you know how sometimes – and it's good because I really was planning on this. You know how sometimes you don't know if you've gained weight or somebody that you're with every day has gained weight or lost weight, you know, because you're with them every day, right?
Yep.
And, you know, sometimes you need to see a picture of yourself and you're like, oh, wow, I put on a few, or, oh, wow, I look good here, I've lost some weight. But my point is, you know, obviously when you move to Kansas City, everybody tells you how great the barbecue is. And I mean this, it has more than lived up to the hype. It's tremendous. But there's something that I don't know. Maybe you guys know this, but where I have been incredibly surprised, pleased, it's going to be a problem, is do you guys realize that some of the restaurants here have the best cinnamon rolls I've ever had in my life? Like, Kansas City should now be also known for making amazing cinnamon rolls. I don't know if you guys have realized this because you've been here too long. Like, and maybe it is something you discuss, but they are – like, outstanding. And I do kind of view myself as a cinnamon roll connoisseur. So I have had plenty of them. And, like, places like The Corner, which I don't think is open back up in Westport, Rye, et cetera. And then on the weekends, if you get brunch at Graham and Dunn, they have an outstanding cinnamon roll. Like, it is, there's so many places. I don't know if you guys know of more places, but the cinnamon rolls in Kansas City are just, they're awesome.
Here's the issue with me. So we eat at Stroud's quite a bit. That's a Kansas City tradition. And their cinnamon rolls will They'll do damage in a good way. Because you have to.
Coach.
You see, you're going there to get the chicken and the potatoes and then more chicken and a little bit more chicken. But then, like,
spicy
look
chicken.
At these damn rolls. They come along. And then the rolls, and you eat so many rolls, then you really can't eat your required chicken. But then you got to afford because it looks so good. And that's a very. Whenever we're eating at Stroud's, that is a very difficult obstacle to overcome, not eating too many of their delicious cinnamon rolls. And if you haven't had those, well, then we'll just have our man, Kevin Doyle, send you over some cinnamon rolls. And
I haven't had Stroud's. Oh, we've got to have it. We're going to go.
Jake, tell him. Tell him, please.
Coach, it's different. Their cinnamon rolls are different because...
It hits different.
Yeah, they're...
No icing.
Yeah, and they're not rolled up. They're actually like bread rolls that are covered in this buttery, sugary, cinnamon glaze type thing. And they come out as like dessert usually when you go there. Mm. And so you've got a belly full of fried chicken.
And they're warm.
Or you ask for them when you get there, and you can eat them before and after, which is a great way to approach things. I'm very aggressive, Coach.
Life hack.
Either way, it's the kind of thing that tastes so good that you have no room in your stomach and you still find a way to eat two of them, you know? So
yeah, that's exactly right. That's the worst part.
Try 10. Yeah.
Because you're never hungry afterwards,
right.
But you feel you're obligated to eat a couple anyway, and then you have to go lay down.
Yeah, I'm not going to let this cinnamon roll sit here and go uneaten. This is going to be in my belly somehow.
Yeah, and you're like getting mad at kids. You're not going to eat that cinnamon roll? Bring it over here. Dad will finish it for you.
Nate, you're right. You got to do your job. I mean, if there's a cinnamon roll on the table, your job, you got to eat it. You got to do your job. We talk about that with our players all the time. Just do your job. If it's to set a great screen, if it's to get the ball to the score, just do your job. If it's to take the best player out, if there's a cinnamon roll on the table, you got to eat it.
Focus and finish.
My mom, when I moved back to Kansas City and I'd go down to visit my mom on the farm, she would make cinnamon rolls like every weekend for me. And I would eat like the whole pan of them, you know, for breakfast.
Why,
and
you little son of a gun.
And so I'm with you, Coach. There's a place real close to us, Best Regards Bakery. They have phenomenal cinnamon rolls. There are a lot. You're right, Coach. There are a lot.
It's a great observation.
I never really thought about it that way. I guess I just took it. Let me ask Steven and Jake if they remember this, Coach. I don't know if this was a national chain or not. Do you guys remember a place called TJ Cinnamon's from when we were kids?
That was
one in the mall?
Yes, and there was one down here on, like right off like 103rd and Metcalf. And it was that all they did was cinnamon rolls, I think. Was that a national thing, Coach? You guys have those in Chicago?
I don't, you know what, I've recruited so much in my life. I might have caught them in a mall like here in Missouri and just not realized it, but I feel like they had some national spots, but I might be wrong on that.
Man,
I'll get you hooked up too with my friends from Schlotsky's that have the Cinnabon.
Oh yeah,
inside Schlotsky's, and we can have those delivered over. I'll have cinnamon rolls coming out of your ears for the next couple of weeks, Coach. You should have never said that. So
when I was a kid, get those players all sugared up. That's right. Yeah, we'll get them all sugared up. Put them on, have a cup of coffee. Who was the basketball player? Who was the point guard for the Orlando Magic? Was it Daryl Armstrong that would drink like 7 cups of coffee? Before the start of the game, I think he played for Orlando, and then he would drink.
That's also
halftime.
Nate before a show too.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Is that right?
Oh yeah, I'm 4 cups of coffee in right now.
Wow. No, I can't tell you though. I was not a big like Sunday morning brunch person. Or now we go out like both days. We got a 16-month-old at home and. We go out both days just to get a cinnamon roll. So you've given us a couple new names, and we appreciate it. Because when I was a kid, my sisters, I had 2 older sisters, they would hide the icing. Like they had to hide the icing because I would just eat. I would just find the icing and eat the icing before the rolls were ready.
Yep.
So if anyone has any more, you can text those into us. Jake, what's the text line number again if anyone has any suggestions for Coach Donlin and cinnamon rolls?
913-912-4810. We're taking all your cinnamon roll requests, we'll fill them all.
All right, Coach. We'll have your inbox filled by the end of the day. Now, Coach, let's talk a little bit about some news that came out from the Summit League. Of course, the Ruse heading back to the Summer League. And the Summit League's President's Council agreed to delay the start of fall sports for member institutions until September 23rd based on the recommendation from the league's joint council due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The delay will result in a conference-only schedule for the sports of women's soccer, men's soccer, and volleyball, and then competitive schedule for men's and women's cross-country and non-championship segments for men's and women's golf and tennis will also be delayed until September 23rd, with as will the non-traditional seasons for baseball and softball. And it says in the release that they're going to meet and continue to discuss the challenges presented by the pandemic. But this is just for fall sports. Have you heard anything about how this may affect the timing of the basketball season? I know you have said that you don't expect the season to start on time, but this release said the delay does not affect any winter or spring sports.
Yeah, that's correct. I don't think I think what this shows, you know, big picture is if our situation in our country doesn't change, whatever that is, if that's a vaccine, if that's herd immunity, if it doesn't change between now and November 10th, you'll see very similar releases regarding the winter sports as well, because I just think that's what we're looking at. I think the Summer League has made a smart decision. They don't have to cancel fall sports yet. You know, there is still time. You know, but I think it'll be incredibly difficult if some things don't change for us at the collegiate level to be able to play sports right now, regardless of what the sport is. And I know football might try it, you know, in the Power Five, and that's their choice. But I think the Summer League has made a good decision, and I certainly feel for, you know, we have two new, I think, first-time head coaches, Ryan Poore in men's soccer and Jessica Smith in women's soccer, and it's like, you know, you've waited a long time. You've worked really hard to get the opportunity to be a head coach, and now you're dealing with, you know, the pandemic and different things, and your season's being postponed. And then, you know, Coach Posey, who is a staple at Kansas City Athletics, you know, our volleyball, our women's volleyball program is always at the top of whatever conference we're in, whether it was in the Summit when she coached in the Summit League when we were in the Summit, and obviously she won the Coach Posey in volleyball won the WAC, I think 2 or 3 years ago, and now we're back in the Summit. So I think it's a challenge for them, and it's a challenge for the kids, you know, because I think if you're a senior, you know, you don't know if you'll have a season. And then will you be allowed to have a redshirt year and come back? You know, there's all kinds of things. We have to remember that for our young people, that this creates anxiety and stresses on them. And I think as coaches, we have to do everything we can. Our administration, led by Dr. Martin, doing everything that we can to try to help alleviate the stress and anxiety that's going on for our young people. And no matter what they think, you know, the 18 to 22-year-olds, they're not full-fledged adults yet. And I don't mean that in a negative way. I wasn't a full-fledged adult when I was a freshman, sophomore, junior, or senior in college. And so we still need to help them, you know, get through this as best we can.
You know, it's interesting you say that, Coach, about if things don't change, we could be looking at a problem for playing sports when November rolls around. Right now they're headed in the wrong direction in this town anyway in terms of the numbers going up. Arizona State's swimming and diving team, their coach came out and said he's going to redshirt his entire team for this season because he's doesn't feel good that they're going to be able to pull the whole thing off. And rather than have guys lose eligibility and then for what might not be a full season, he's just going to go ahead and do that. What's your reaction to that? And I don't know. I mean, what kind of decisions do you have to sit here and make as a coach? That all of us are trying to make decisions on whether or not we're going to send our kids to school, all those types of things. I've got to imagine for coaches, there's a lot of tough decisions to make in that regard.
Well, Nate, you bring up a great point. I saw that with the swimming and diving at Arizona State. I thought, you know, his reasoning, his logic, I thought it's a brilliant move. You know, he's going to bring his entire team back. They're going to be a year older. And let's face it, you know, when you're 23 or 24 years old, you know, one of the things we talk about in men's basketball is get old. You can get old, your team's going to have a chance to win. And I have to believe that philosophy holds true in all of college sports. So I think where the basketball model, it's tough for a coach at our level, a mid-major, to say we're going to redshirt our whole team, because now we have a couple players that potentially we have to worry about being recruited away, quote unquote, recruited away by a Power Five. And if we don't play at all this season, and that player now gets that year of eligibility back because we've chosen to redshirt him, that makes that player even more marketable for the Power Fives to kind of come in and take him away. And that's the reality of our business. We have to, you know, protect that. And one of the issues that we have is, you know, there's some talk now potentially of having a basketball season that starts in February. It's a normal season, a full season, including non-conference games, with the tournament being in July. Well, the problem, there's a lot of problems with that. You know, guys are going to talk about, well, what happens to the players that are going to play in the NBA, and I understand that. But that's only about 40 players. There's only about 35 or 40 college players every year that make an NBA roster the next year. The bigger issue for me is you end your season in July, and we have a mass, there's transfers everywhere. How do you fill that roster in August? Because the recruiting season will still be done. We'll go back to signing kids in the spring, and then it's going to be really hard. If you lose three or four guys in July after your season's over, or five guys or six guys, depending, and you saw that happen, there were some schools that lost seven or eight players this year to transfer. It will be a problem in July if that's the way we go from a transfer standpoint. And that might just be something as coaches we have to deal with, but I don't have the answers to that. I would love to be able to redshirt my whole team and make everybody a year older because we're already pretty young, but I don't think that's something we can do in basketball, and especially if we're going to have a season, we're going to play in the games. But I do applaud the swimming and diving coach at Arizona State for that mentality and kind of that. I always am a fan of people that come up with a unique approach and have the backbone to trust their instinct and go with it. And as a coach, not everything we do is going to work, but I really applaud him for that decision. And the biggest part about it, Nate and Steven, is the fact that I think his players are on board from what I've read. Yeah. That's not something you can do unless your players are on board, and that's also very important. So I think it'll be interesting how it turns out. And another year from now, maybe they're winning a national championship, and I don't think one player would argue, hey, if we could redshirt you for a year and the next year you could win a national championship or compete for a national championship, would you take it? I think we all would take it. I know the athlete in me would take it. So it is certainly an interesting discussion.
Coach Billy Donlin has been our guest. And, Coach, we get NBA basketball back. So next week we can talk about some actual games and basketball being played. I know that everyone's going to be very happy to watch that. And also I must mention that my wife has added Corner Cafe. Is one of the any corner, there's one in the Northland that we go to, one in Riverside. Corner Cafe is a place you need to go for delicious cinnamon rolls. So write down Corner Cafe, courtesy of Susan St. John, and you should be very happy with that. Coach, good talking basketball and cinnamon rolls with you. We look forward to talking to you again next week.
Thank you, gentlemen. Have a great week.
Corner Cafe is delicious. And there's one in Liberty, and then there's one in Riverside, so we got a couple right by us. And then somebody just, boy, made me tear up a little bit. Chubby's, and the original Chubby's that on Independence, had to be Independence Avenue. I know everyone went to the Broadway, but the old school Chubby's on Independence Avenue, where it used to be very wonderful after Steve St. John Sr. was released, his first job back out in society was the night manager at the Chubby's on Independence Avenue, and he was frequently visited by me and Big Tom at about 1 or 2 in the morning, and I'd like to have you go ahead and guess what my dad's reaction was whenever we'd stroll in there and start pushing his buttons. So that was wonderful, wonderful memories for me. But, man, their cinnamon rolls were good. They were giant.
What a great place.
I want a damn cinnamon roll now.
Yep. I might have to go Stroud's for lunch.
I wish they'd bring Chubby's back so I could have the big one. Oh, no smart-ass comments?
Oh, Jake just pushed a button. He just recorded
smart
that, buddy.
I'm too busy marking. I want the big one from Chubby's.
Yep.
No, seriously.
Yeah.
If anyone has had it,
I'll give you the big one.
I've had the big one.
I'll give
if
you.
If anyone has ever had it before,
if anyone has it and wants it,
Trust me, if you had it before, then right now you were all you're thinking about is how much you want the big one from Chubby's. Just the way I want it, man.
I'll give it to you.
Bad.
You want it bad.
You don't have it to give.
That's right.
Oh, like hell I don't.
JJ Piccolo's next. I'm trying to let this segment breathe before we go to JJ. Ah, JJ. JJ Piccolo next on Sports Radio 810 WHB.